is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show, we'll do some Ann Jackson. Last time we did Ann Jackson, she was giving me shout-outs to the scammers. revealing her conversations and saying how wise I am.
Yeah, really?
That's right. Well, it goes between that and being an asshole.
As all of our reputations vacillate.
Absolutely. So, all right, Pip, what are our categories?
Well, the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Then our second category today is Choke My Money. And the third category is one of our cast of characters, Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
There you go.
I'm going to go with 4 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
5 Choke My Moneys.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with 2 Morris Maribas.
Well, we are very much on the same page.
Right on.
Except I said 5 Mr. Davins. Mm. We're close. I said 1 Choke My Money. Mm. I don't have high hopes of a lot of that. And I said 2 Morris Maribas.
Yeah.
So there we go.
All right. Dateline, July 9th, 2015. Subject, fucking criminals must vomit the fucking money from the victim.
Must vomit
end
the
quote.
Money.
This is what she sends to people.
Yeah, I believe it.
This is how this young lady works. Recovery scammer Melvin Santos. This is the mail that I CC to the mess media. Mr. Davin Rosenblatt.
Well, there's one.
Hosting a radio show is trying to help people. I'm on here. I'm in
here. Wow, look at this. Yeah.
According to his opinions, you are a fucking criminal who lied to people about getting victims' money back. That seems to be the sum of it. Yeah. let's see. This is why I must expose the truth. Who is lousy? I got some suggestions.
Wait a minute. Is there a list?
Fuck you, assholes.
He was just saying that.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Oh. Man, you got a call to make right now?
No, tell the story.
Yes, boss. Thank God my producer walked in. You are a chicken, and this is why you dare not face mess media and take the responsibility for what you have done to
me
and other victims. The truth is you are real scammers. Brown Cotton, David Moore, Eric Bohr, Sarah Francois, James H. Miller, Parker Green, fake bank lawyer called Morris Mariba.
There we go,
Morris Mariba, one.
Who stays in Yorkshire Bank PLC in London, UK, EUCC, David Copper. She had a fucking list that time.
Damn.
That was a real roll call.
That was a super roll call.
All you scammed me out of $90,000. You all cheated on victim C, victim A, and victim P. No one gets money back, and you have lots of excuses to ask for the payments from the victims. Even they did the report to IC3 and the Interpol. Scammer Brown Cotton is now escaping, and scammer Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois took the victims' money and now are running away. This kind of behavior is fucking scammers' way.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Subject. Exposing the truth. They are scammers.
Thank you.
She's back on board.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, 2.
U.S. Soldier Miller, ABC News 2020, said that U.S. Soldier Miller is Jeffrey Miller. According to Pigbusters, that's another anti-scamming site. Let me tell you something,
Buster makes me feel good.
How long
that's
is
why
that?
They're tracking your busting.
How long is that yes, tune?
What?
They're tracking
no wonder
busting.
It took me 3 hours plus to finish
forever.
That fucking thing.
According to Pigbusters, info about him, Soldier Miller went for the peace mission in Afghanistan.
Okay. The real
yes.
Miller.
This so-called James H. Miller, the fake, told
me
his name is James Harrison Miller, staying in Bagram, working as a commission officer, pay.06. Parker D. Green is Parker Desmond Green, who has a daughter called Jennifer Green, staying in the UK. Parker D. Green went to London to see his daughter and checked the funds for
me,
meeting UK EOCC called David Copper. He also met that fake bank lawyer called Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba, that's dose.
Working at Yorkshire Bank PLC in London.
Yorkshire Bank.
According to your info, you said Morris Mariba's phone number.
Wow! Great. Ding, ding, ding! Morris Mariba
is a phony phone.
Phony phone.
It's the phony phone.
About Parker D. Green. Parker D. Green is like a native speaker, according to your judgment from the mails between the woman who brought this to our attention and his. Recovery scammer Melvin Santos hired the bank lawyer, Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba!
Victim P's, victim C's, and victim A's cases. The result is that they lie to
Me.
Saying their funds can be back. Finally, they are my enemies since they threaten
me.
This day means Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green.
Roll call.
And Jennifer Green due to the greed.
Due to the greed.
Due to the greed. They lie to
me
many times. Here's the true conversation between
me
and scammer fake U.S. soldier Miller. He asked me if I needed funds, and there is no one thing that he never returned the money to
me.
This fucking Miller is an animal.
Yeah.
He is criminal. Parker Green is also fucking criminal. He said to
me
that he helped
me.
But finally he threatened
me.
Like what mafias do. Brown Cotton is a big fraud star. Now to damn it all red.
Yeah.
Now the biggest fraud star impersonated UN Secretary Melvin Santos tried to cheat on
me.
He scammed
me
out of $6,500 with Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
And Jennifer Green. Like a Pip with a little comeback here. He is hiding. He never replies to mass media, Davin Rosenblatt.
You're part of the mass media.
I most certainly
media.
I am. I wasn't invited to Trump's little powwow.
Well, now that's your full name.
Mass media.
Mass media, Davin Rosenblatt.
Ha 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 ha. He admits himself as a recovery scammer. He is criminal. Now to ball busting blue. They lie to
me
many times. They ask
me
to pay for never-ending payment for so-called funds transfer fees or tax clearances. And all I paid is never enough. This is why I said it is scam. I was very pissed off because Victim P told
me
her friends would come out. But the truth is that they use the same technique asking you to pay for never-ending payments. It is never enough. There will be more and more payments for these funds. Can you believe in this fucking man? I do want to kill them.
Wow, yeah.
And here's a conversation between...
No wonder she's pissed.
Ann and Miller.
Thing still working?
Yeah, I got checking with shit. This is Ann. All I want is my money. That's all the scammers want too.
Yeah.
See, they both have the same goals.
Yeah, I don't. They seem to be working well together as a team.
Yeah, really.
That money belongs to my company. Miller goes, if you have the money to send to the bank directly for the transfer, Ann says, and I quote, "Fuck you."
Subtle.
Miller says, "Don't send to anybody." Ann goes, "Advance fee fraud." Miller goes, "No." Ann goes, "Scam, scam, criminal." Miller goes, this is transfer fees for your funds. Ann goes, criminal.
You know, if I had a dime for every time I talk to people like this on email at work.
Well, you don't have a work.
No, I know.
So I guess you're penniless and dimeless.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
I'm about to talk to people that don't understand that you're making a valve and it has the stem that you're saying that doesn't exist.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We riled them up again. Here's some cotton candy. Calm down, Joe.
300,000 valves. I don't know what the stem is. What do you mean? Oh, never mind.
Here's a soft pillow. Here you go, Joe.
Thank you. Ooh, yeah, it's comfy.
Ann goes, always ask money. Fuck you. Miller goes, Ann goes, go to hell. Hell. Miller goes, you will never learn. Well, this is he's true with.
Well, he's right.
Ann goes, animal, go to hell. Animal, animal, criminal, criminal. Always money.
Yum, yum, eat him up, eat him up.
Was that a haiku?
That's the song I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
I am animal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, whatever. Good song. Anyway, Miller goes, it's 2,500 euros. Ann goes, you never return the money to
me.
Fuck you. Go to hell if you bother.
Me.
Miller goes, I can give you the bank contact directly.
Well, why don't you?
Well, because it probably goes to Morris Mariba.
Yeah,
Morris Mariba.
Doesn't count when I say it.
It's still a trigger word. It's like Blue Hawk.
Blue Hawk.
Bucker.
There you go.
I forgot to be Blue Hawk on Friday. The call went out and I missed. I forgot about it.
Don't worry,
my God.
You were an asshole all weekend, so it worked itself out.
It was the heat.
Yeah, it was.
Ann goes, I'm going to send it out.
I'm going to send it out?
I think their information.
Oh, okay.
To expose the truth. Never! I will never pay! Miller goes, you don't need your funds again? Ann goes, because you cheat on my money. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, funds! I have funds, always. Miller goes, how much is the funds? Ann goes, but the victims must pay, pay, pay. Fuck you.
Oh.
Go to Africa. And President Trump showed up.
Right. Oh, my God.
I thought you'd never invite me into this bit.
Hello, Mr. President. Welcome.
I would send him back, but I don't know exactly which country. Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, shithole countries. What can I say? Poor Ann. Love the Japanese. Excellent people. Mm. Stupid when it comes to finances. Look at this woman. Poor, confused woman. Won't even be left alone with this one. Might grab her, might not. Can't say.
Might grab her, might not. I might grab her by the Hello Kitty.
So she says go to Africa, and Toto showed up.
Because
you live in a low life.
Ah, you...
Is she the speechwriter?
Yes. She's running the prompter.
Excellent woman.
Kafefi.
Kafefi. Miller goes, their funds are under process. Anne goes, wow. And then she whipped him out. No, sorry. Old bit. Old show. Wrong show. Miller goes, yes. Oh, right bit.
Oh,
right show.
Okay.
Anne goes, under process. Ha, ha, ha. Scam. I'm going to send it out now. Miller goes, no. Okay. Anne goes, you are a scammer from Africa. Go to hell. Never contact me. Miller goes, who? Anne goes, shame on you. Miller goes, me? Anne goes, scammer busted. Miller goes, I'm going to help in Liberia and Sierra Leone. You never read the news. Anne goes, go forever. Go.
What, he's going to help in Liberia and Sierra Leone what?
Scam.
Oh, okay.
So Anne continues, go forever. Get killed immediately. Don't fucking, don't be slow. Don't dilly-dally with your death.
Get killed immediately.
Immediately.
There's a landmine I think that needs your attention. May I suggest jumping up and down?
Get killed immediately.
Oh, that's so
drop
funny.
Everything and go kill yourself.
God, I really hope I can remember that when somebody's awful. Get killed immediately.
I feel you will.
That's so funny.
She continues, I will you to die.
I will you to die.
What is she fucking Carrie?
I know.
Do not contact me anymore. Funds? Miller goes, thank you.
Thank you for your funds.
Anne goes, you are a fucking liar, a real scammer. Miller goes, I am leaving. Anne goes, go ahead. Never contact me. Miller goes, you can contact the bank manager directly. Anne goes, forever. Miller goes, take his contact, please. Anne goes, no interest. Fuck you. You are a fucking scammer. 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 Fuck off. Shame on you. You're a real scammer. Soldier Miller. Ha ha ha. Criminal.
I think she has a bizarre scammed form of Tourette's.
Yeah, really?
You know? No, she knows exactly what she's saying.
Criminal. Criminal. Fuck you. Fuck you. Scam. Whoop. Whoop.
That made more sense than anything she said in the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's been on point.
Took my money.
So after all, that, Miller goes, are you satisfied?
Do you think she came from that?
Have you gotten it all?
Have you criminal! Have you, scam!
Have you gotten it all out? you gotten it all out now?
You got one more, you sweet tits.
Yeah. Oh! There you go.
Are you satisfied? Ha ha! You are happy now. Sending it out? So that was that. Then this is July 25th. This is from Victim A. She contacts me.
Oh.
She asked me how I am, and I said, I am well. How are you? She said, and then she responds on the 26th. Good. I've been in Moscow in May. I said, do you like it? She says, yes. I said, excellent. Yes. All right. I mean, I feel like we should do a little bit more.
Well, that's all she asked you, though? She just got in touch to say, hey, how are you?
I mean,
okay. Well, that's a little vague.
I got more.
She was vague booking.
Yeah, she all over the place.
Oh, my. Yeah, you do have little piles every place.
All right. July 27th. She continues. She goes, Davin, I'm sorry. I promised you to send you my sad story, but did not do so. I have changed my mind. Sorry. Remember she was going to tell us what happened to her?
Yeah. Why is she backing out?
Well, that's what I asked.
Yeah.
I
okay. Said, thank you.
I said, okay, why? She goes, I changed my mind. I said, okay, fucking women. She goes, I hope for understanding. I go, I understand. I'm a bit disappointed, but it's your choice. I was hoping I could shed more light onto this, how this scammer syndicate operates.
Right.
She goes, many of these scams have long been described on the website Against Fraud. I did not introduce anything new. I at one time just did not see all the warning signs. Nevertheless, many women and girls seeing, knowing, and reading about it, still caught in the scam nets. Each time they are improved in this area. They have a whole institute. I am sure they use black magic and voodoo because they are asked to send the victim as many photos. That's true. They do ask for the photos. Maybe that's why all these fucking scammers want my photos. Maybe it's not to come on a picture of me like they said. I thought that was accurate, but I could be wrong.
No, it's so that they can get somebody else with your face.
She goes, I was like a zombie. I remember that. I did not hear anybody and did not hear anything. And then I caught myself thinking that I did lose faith in people. I am on one site read that black scammers learn a lot and gain knowledge from the Americans and the British. So no offense, Davin.
Huh.
I go, I am well aware of how they work in general. I meant how they worked in conjunction with Anne. She goes, Anne finished off me until the end. I still had some money from the sale of my apartment, and she along with scammers raked them. She's bitch. I even have no words. Remember, she's, you know, Russian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I even have no words. I swore it would be, but I will not write you a bad word about her. I so believed her. So believed her that she can help me to return me the quarter of what I had lost in previous scams. Instead, she's the last of my money sucked out of me and hope. So tell me, how can I trust people after this? I thought that I did not cease to trust people, and now I realize that I do not trust. No, I do not believe that at least someday someone will catch these scammers and get my money back, even a small part of it. They still had the nerve to call to me to mobile and pretend to be numbers of Interpol. See, they were still trying to milk her dry.
Yeah.
I have no words at all. I am offense to them. I don't know what that means.
Picket? Chain link?
Yeah. Oh, no. He fell back on his old
drug. We're having a tender moment and you've got to be you. I suffered so much humiliation from them and insults that I do not even want to think about it. Not a bad word. No good. Maybe someday, somehow, I will write you more, but I will not promise anything. Sorry. Okay, that's fine. I understand. I go, did you ever send Anne money directly, or was it always to the people pretending to be Interpol and other officials?
Oh, wow.
I sent the money via Western Union to David Moore and she says Brian Cotton. Maybe it is Brian Cotton. That makes a lot more sense than Brown Cotton.
Yeah, it sure does. Oh, my God. If it's been Brian Cotton the whole time, she's saying Brown.
And Brian, because we've
Brown Cotton is not appealing. I know where
no,
that's been.
No, it is not. I know where that's been. Ew.
Cotton in Ghana. They even called to me to mobile and called themselves Interpol officers in Ghana, saying that their services catching the cheaters are $2,500 U.S. I sent the money in parts, and then they are very strongly promised me back all the money lost with previous scammers. They send me all sorts of fake checks and fake documents, the staff of Interpol, and I believe them because I trust and believed Anne. All this I've done at the behest of Anne. She urged that she know these people and that they are not to deceive me in any case. They asked me to send payment documents of the previous scammers to whom I sent money. I told them everything. I sent the payment documents and believed that they would help me get back at least some of the money. Instead, they are cruelly and monstrously deceived me. I was deceived once again, but already by other scammers. When I realized that I had been deceived once again, so Anne has long haunted me. She was written to me and accused me that I supposedly together with scammers that she lost money because of these scammers. I do not believe anybody, and I accuse myself in my naivete and excessive credulity to the people and seems to have managed to forgive myself. Henceforth, I am not to be such a fool woman as I was, and I ask God to make me the smart bitch.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
I think Anne lost a lot of money as well. Not that that makes it any better for you and what you've gone through. Why did you believe Anne knew what she was doing? Did somebody tell you she was an expert? I'm really trying to get to the fucking bottom of this here.
Yeah, yeah.
I applied to her because she had a channel where placed photos of American soldiers with a warning that the Nigerian and other scammers are stolen these photos and used these photos for romantic relationships with potential victims. That's why I addressed it to her in the hope of help. I, too, was a victim of the same case. I thought that I'd get correspondence with an American soldier and allegedly he needed help. I actually sends the money to the fraudsters. When I saw her channel and wrote her a message, she immediately responded, and away we go.
Yeah.
You know the rest. I wrote in a previous letter. The fact that she was a victim, too, I do not know. Now it cannot be proved. But why did she accuse me was that I had something with scammers in. In total, I have lost about $60,000. Write that down for me, by the
God.
Way.
God, okay.
And she dared me to call an insult that I am a scammer, too. Where is the justice? So I spat at her and stopped it all with someone to communicate and trust. Now you understand. I cannot understand why she lost money for what. They asked me to send the money, but not her. She asked me to send the money to these scammers. Why did she lose? Where she sends the money and for what? I cannot understand. Explain, please. So, I could continue or we could stop. It's up to you guys. I mean, there's more here.
We could stop.
Yeah, I mean, let's get start up there again next time. This is fascinating that victim A is saying that she got further into it with them because she thought that Anne was an expert and not realizing that Anne was a victim herself and she wasn't really an expert. She was just...
She had a page.
Yeah.
She had a YouTube channel.
So that made her look like some kind of expert on something. It's like, that's what we were talking about before. It's just because I sit here and say that your closet is the portal to Hades doesn't mean that it is.
Doesn't mean it's not.
Well, that's true. That's why I don't go near that door.
You should not.
But, you know, just because you have a stage on the internet doesn't make you anything more than what you purport to be.
But she lost a lot of money.
Yeah, $60,000.
And she thought she was finally finding help. I mean, we kind of knew.
Yeah.
But it was really explained well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I think that's a new aspect.
Yeah.
Of what's going on. It's sad.
It is really sad. Oh man, you know, and the reload scam is probably even more vicious than the initial one because they're saying, "I know that you've been screwed, and I'm going to help you."
Yeah, it's like a bright shine. It's like if the city on the hill was the fucking Manson house.
Yes. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, we learned a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more of that conversation. I guess we can do that next week.
Yeah.
You just have to jog my memory of where we were. All right. So Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes.
Can I interrupt? We didn't go over the totals.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. There were two Mr. Davins, and you and I both overshot that.
Yeah.
I said 5, and you said 4.
Yeah.
And then there was no choke my money this time. She used all different other kinds of explanations. Yeah.
Well, vomit's not choking.
No choke. Yeah, I know. You choke or you vomit, you know. And then Morris Mariba, we both said
Morris Mariba.
There were 5 Morris Maribas this time.
Damn.
So we didn't. We didn't win.
Losers.
I know. So thanks for making me underscore what losers we are, Joe. That was awesome.
Could have just asked.
I know. Like I could have said, yeah, we are.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello's open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There'll be some shows coming up, and we'll keep you posted.
In October, probably.
October, great. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy, fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create a custom wood sign with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their 3 locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly. And everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and don't forget the King of the Grill or garage for the man of the house. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com. That's www.barnyardlanesignco.com. Or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group wants to say hello. And hello is very important, especially your business. You all want to start new relationships like the one they have now with us at Davin's Den and all others in life and business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State women-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female and professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down to earth, your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And the hashtag /sayhello and /DavinsDen, say that to receive a special surprise. So they say again, nice to meet Davin's Den, our audience, and they say hello. They also want to mention, obviously, it is summertime. The summertime during business, it's a little slower sometimes. People are on vacation, short weeks, days off. But still, your business needs to thrive no matter what time of year. Getting that PowerPoint presentation developed, the trade show booth designed, sales brochure completed. These are things that need to be done regardless what time of the season. Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. We can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make your branding cohesive. Visit them, kgidesigngroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Slide splitting.
Ah, yes. Slide splitting productions. You need a comic? Of course you do. Who doesn't need a comic? Go to davincomedy.com. Email me. Call us 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Check out the Richter Observatory. It's great classic music program that you'll enjoy, as well as the rest of the fine programming the rest of the day.
Classic rock, right?
Yeah.
It's a classic music program.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, classic rock music.
Yeah, we're going to hear Mozart and Motorhead.
Mr. Hill is who regaled tales of how his wife once again escaped heat stroke narrowly.
narrowly. And
that's Grim Reaper having a soda. It's too hot for me.
Say, Mr. Helix, every fucking summer it's the same thing. He whisks Pip off to some fucking desert location where she could fucking die, but she keeps on coming back.
I keep coming back.
The Pip came back. We thought she was a goner, but Pip came back.
I like that. So, anyway, the rest of the day and the rest of the week, there's other fine programming, but you should listen to the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club this Thursday in Levittown, New York. Go to gubs.com. I will be at Governor's Comedy Club this Sunday. Go to governors.com for all information.
Saturday, July 27th, I'll be in Tappahannock, Virginia at Fairways Bar and Grill. For tickets, call 804-443-1800. 804-443-1800. Yep, actually working. That's not a private event. It's mostly private events all summer. But open to the public. Yippee.
How private?
Like a dancer.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, this has been a show.
It has been a show.
It's been a show.
It's been a show.
A whole show.
It's been a good show.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff. Much less arguing than I thought we would have.
We can go back and revisit a lot of it the next week, and maybe it'll be a whole different show.
We'll try better. More arguments. All right. That's it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, please keep on listening.